Gildan Media presents Your Coach in a Box, affordable, life-changing audio programs.
Inside Obama's Brain, written by Sasha Abramski, read by Eric Sinistvet. Introduction. Setting the stage. On a cold, windy winter's day, Barack Obama looked down from his podium at the base of the Lincoln Memorial and surveyed the crowd. Even by Obama mania standards, it was enormous. Hundreds of thousands of people were packed into the open spaces of the National Mall. They had traveled from all across the United States to be in the nation's capital. Many had journeyed from overseas. They had come, bundled up against the chill, to watch and to listen to history unfold. This gathering, a star-studded musical extravaganza on the last Sunday of George W. Bush's presidency, was a prelude. 2 days later, Obama was going to be inaugurated as the country's 44th president. Standing directly in front of the great stone statue of a seated Abraham Lincoln, three flags planted on either side of him, Obama, as he had done so many times during the election campaign, let his words soar skyward. "As I prepare to assume the presidency," he declared, his tone deep and sonorous, "yours are the voices I will take with me every day I walk into that Oval Office. The voices of men and women who have different stories, but hold..."